Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
Okay, today I want to talk about owning who you are and embracing how you show up and how you best work in the world. I've spoken a lot about gaslighting over the years and how often we gaslight ourselves out of our natural way of being because we think we need to change, right? And I just had an interaction, and I see this happen all the time, where someone very well intentioned has said, well, you know, if you believe that, then you know, you're not going to change. And it's an interesting concept, right? Because there's part of me that believes that, right? Like, there's part of me that believes that what you believe is what you create. So it's like that, I think it's the Henry Ford quote. Is it Henry Ford? Probably not. I'm probably slaughtering this, but it's something along the lines of, you know, those who believe they can, and those who believe they can't, won't. And there's a part of me that does believe that to be true, but there's also a bigger part of me that believes maybe it wasn't supposed to be in the first place. Maybe instead of trying to push ourselves out of our natural way of being, we could embrace it. And then, you know, because there are things that are for us and there are things that are not for us. So I have spent 43 years figuring out who I am and how I best work in the world, what works for me. And it's not what works for everyone else. And there's nothing that works for everyone, I don't believe. But there's definitely things that, you know, people are motivated differently. And that's something that, you know, being studying and experimenting with human design has really shown me, is that everyone is differently motivated. Things work differently for everyone. So there is no like blanket approach. And I've come to embrace those parts of me and then create systems to support how I best show up in the world. So a couple of examples. This podcast, I've set myself the challenge, or not the challenge, but you know, I've said that it's going to come out every Wednesday, and there's an external accountability about that. For me, external accountability and the other really matters because it's what I'm here for. And so when I'm motivated, I'll give you an example in fitness. Right? I've always struggled with a regular fitness practice because it hasn't been designed. Most of them haven't been designed with my motivation in mind, which is I need to plug into someone else's energy in order to have the energy to show up for exercise. So, you know, even like having my dog, if I didn't have the dog, I wouldn't get out on the beach as much, because I'd have to find internal motivation. And for me, it's just not really there. And I'm okay with that now. Instead of pushing against it and making myself, you know, like, and then having it be a rod in the back because I couldn't show up in the way that I was supposed to show up. I couldn't find my own internal motivation, you know, to show up. And so there was something wrong with me. So instead I found ways to make it work for me. When I first triggered to this concept was I was 30 and I had decided that I wanted to get in shape. And so there was a little personal training studio at the time. I was living in Barwon Heads in Victoria, where my folks live. And there was a little training studio that opened up, and it was great because they could only have, so I started with a personal trainer because one-on-one, right? I could show up and the person would be there, and there was like an external accountability to showing up. And this particular personal training studio had like, it was very small and it had a certain amount of spots, you know, so any class could only take kind of 6 to 8 people, and you had to book for the classes. So that was fantastic for me because I would book all the classes at the beginning of the week, and then there was an external motivation for me to show up. And so I did, and my whole world changed, right? Because I was getting fit and active, and And there was external motivation. The only reason I was getting fit and active was because I had, and believe me, for those 30 years prior, I had tried to have a regular practice when it came to fitness, but I'm just like, you know, I guess I don't really give that much of a fuck, but I do know when I do it, I feel better. But that's not enough necessarily of a motivation for me, and that's okay. So from then, you know, I've floated in and out, and at one point I was really obsessed and I was going to like 3 classes a day, and you know, that's a bit much. But then I fell pregnant and I couldn't, you know, and also I'd moved around and I couldn't find the same vibe. And so a few years ago, 2.5 years ago, I guess, I joined a local group, which was a boot camp. And basically I just do back-to-back boot camps and I book myself in so that there is an external accountability. I can't flake on that because that's how I'm motivated. Some people are not motivated in that way. Some people can find self-motivation. And so, you know, using an app like Chris Hemsworth's Center app or whatever, or like signing up for something like my beautiful friends, you know, Carla and Emma's Merry Body, something like that works for a lot of people, but it doesn't work for me. And that's okay. I find ways to make it work for me. And then I truly own that that's the way things work for me, and I'm okay with that, right? Like, I'm not going to beat myself up or try to change who I am, because this is who I am and I've found a way that works for me. And I wanted to share this because I find that, like, we're constantly made to question who we are and how we show up in the world. And when we can really reconcile it within ourselves and be in the power of, no, that doesn't work for me, this works for me, then, you know, I don't know, it's just such an empowered place to be, because now I have something that works for me and I'm totally okay with the fact that it works for me in that way. I don't need to change it. I don't need to look at ways that I could, you know, like, I just don't need to, because I've found something that works for me and I'm happy to own that that's the way it works for me. And I see the same thing, you know, I spoke about a few episodes ago about derailment and how quick we are to derail ourselves when other people's opinions come in and other people's ideas come in. You've got this amazing idea and then you take it to someone and they ask you questions that you hadn't really prepared for, and so you're taken off your tracks. And how it's really about, and this takes time too, right? It takes time, it takes experimentation, it takes experience to know what works for you and what doesn't. But I guess I just want to put an end to the doubt. You know, like when it comes to podcasting, one of the main questions, or one of the main struggles I see, is people struggling against themselves and the nature of who they are. You know, they set a time frame that doesn't work for them. They think they have to do it in this way, and they're not honoring who they are in that process. Which is why often when I work with people and I'm asking them, well, what feels good for you? What feels good for you? Would this work for you? How are you motivated? You know, those kind of cookie cutter approaches to shit just don't necessarily work, because we're not cookies, right? We're way more complex than that. So finding ways to make things work for you, and then really owning that. You know, it's in the owning it. This is okay. It's okay that I'm not motivated to show up without external accountability. That's okay. That's okay, because if I have external accountability, I will show up and I'll feel good about it, because it's in a way that's playing to my nature. So I just wanted to share this for all of you, to give you permission to embrace who you really are and how you best show up in the world. And then just be in that. Be in that. Own it. Own it. Fucking own it. Okay, that's it from me this week. Until next week, peace out.
Want more me in your life?
head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.